What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What up, everybody? Hope you're well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque, and if you haven't tuned in yesterday, make sure you do. Living by Designer Default, and today we're going to kind of piggyback on that, and I'm going to talk about the power of expectation. Crucial. The power of expectation. You know, there was 400 years of silence. The earth was pretty void of God. And basically from Malachi to Matthew, God wasn't really found. He was angry at everybody. He was ticked. And people were beginning to wonder how the drought is going to end, right? Imagine God talking to you all the time and then he stops. God looked at us at the time. He hated our sin. He loved us though, but he couldn't hate what he loved or love what he hate. And here comes Jesus. But in that 400 years, people started building up a hunger. They started building up a desire. And they were learning and living in expectation. And as we pick up this story of how the 400 years ended, we find the beginning of it in Luke chapter 3, verse 15, because a man comes on the scene by the name of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist gives us the first real inkling that something's going to change. And he started baptizing people and preaching radical things. And the Bible says that John the Baptist came in the same spirit and power of Elijah, but he was also a voice crying out in the wilderness for one job, and that was to prepare the way of the Lord. So we pick up in verse 15 of Luke 3, and it says this, "Now as the people were in," magic word, "expectation, they all reasoned in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not." Is the drought going to end? Who is this man? I believe that they were looking in sincereness in their hearts to find the drought ender. And John says, "Look, I indeed baptize you with water, but the one that's coming, oh, he's the drought ender. He's mightier than I. His sandal strap, I'm not even worthy to loose. And he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." And he began to preach to a lot of the people there, and they began to get transformed. And ultimately, what he did is he built an expectation for Jesus to end the drought. That is a sign to me for the atmosphere that the Holy Spirit looks to be poured out in. God ended a 400-year drought with the Holy Spirit and fire. It was people that were looking on him with great expectation. That's powerful. If we're going to see the droughts ended in our life and we're going to see the Holy Spirit really begin to move, whatever years of silence we may feel, it ends with expectation. We have got to change the mindset to when we pray, it's an expectation. When we sow financially, it's an expectation. When we talk to our loved ones, it's an expectation. When we minister to a brother or sister in need, we're talking about the church, it's expectation. We've got to lift up our expectation for what God has. Look, when we're believing for miracles, we've got to expect pain to leave the body. When we're believing for, you know, if you're buying a house, you need to expect that God's going to bless you and govern all the details. If you're at work, you've got to expect that God gave you that ability to create wealth, and he's going to open up the kingdom's cause for you. It is hard to receive anything today in this current atmosphere of life. Because if expectation is what God wants us to have, the opposite of that is going to be doubt and unbelief. And this is the era we live in. We are not in a faith first era. We are in a doubt first. What have you done for me lately? I forgot what you did yesterday. And even that was shady culture. And after the break, we're going to talk about radical faith and we're going to talk about the power to expect. And I believe when this broadcast is over, he's going to lift our expectations higher. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about the power of expectation. And we really do live in a day of doubt and unbelief. We have to live in expectation. When you receive something, see, the Bible says, as a man or a woman thinks in their heart, so are they. The truth is, there can be a case made that what most of what you see in your life, you have contemplated. There's people that obviously there's situations you go through, they're out of your control and a full-fledged attack from the evil one. But most of the people I know, they're just reaping what they've envisioned and sowed, and it's a lack of expectation. See, we can't hope, we have to expect. We have got to look at the things that God has given us. And I believe there's two things that we have to do to live in expectation. The first one is we have to constantly look for breakthrough. And I mean, be like the opposite of a pessimist. Be somebody that is full of faith. Be an optimist. Be somebody that is believing that the glass is always half full. You know, in the book of Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are walking in the temple to the lame man, you know, at the gate called Beautiful. And Peter says, look at us. You know, they didn't have, you know, the whole silver and gold have I none, what I have I give to you. Peter's walking and he says, look at us. And the Bible says the man turned his attention, his affections on Peter, Acts 3:5, expecting to receive something from them. When we look at the Lord daily, are we expecting to receive something from him? When we're praying, when we're reading our Bible, when we're listening, when we're doing our Engaging Heaven Today devotionals, are we expecting to receive something from God? Because I'm going to tell you something, those people get what they expect. I'm not talking about somebody else's wife or something stupid or a new BMW. Don't be silly. I'm talking about what God's best is for you. Peace, blessing, healing, goodness, all the things that come from the Father. Are we expecting them? Because you will get what you expect. I promise you, you're going to get what you're believing for. And a lot of people, they don't look to God as that. They're kind of like ashamed, beat down. I'm not good enough for this. Man, I had two people in the last 6 months tell me that a promotion opened up a job at their work, and they didn't think they were qualified for it. They were. But if you see yourself as not qualified, you're not going to be qualified. If you see yourself as not good enough, you're not going to be good enough. But if you lift your expectation higher and you live with a different understanding and a different fire, listen, you're going to be blessed and you're going to get the very things that you're believing for. See, we don't hope, we expect. So the first thing we're going to have to do is we need to expect breakthrough in every area of our life. And the next thing we have to do is, and this is in Acts chapter 10, we cannot call the things that God does common. In Acts chapter 10, we have this crazy encounter with Peter in a vision. It says in verse 9 of Acts 10, "The next day they went on their journey and drew near a city, and Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat, but while they made ready the meal, he fell into a trance. Heaven opened, and an object like a great sheet bound to four corners descending to him and let down to earth, and there were all kind of four-foot animals on the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, birds of the air. And a voice came to Peter and said, 'Rise, kill and eat.'" If you're a vegetarian, I have one thing for you today. Rise, kill and eat. Peter said, "Not so fast, Lord, for I've never eaten anything common or unclean." And the Lord said to him, "What God has cleaned, you must not call common." And this was done three times. I'm going to tell you something. When God says your name and says anything three times, you better listen. Point of this scripture. God was trying to get through to Peter about getting the gospel to the Jews and the Gentiles and everybody in between. And he's showing him unclean meat, saying, "Bless this." Peter's saying, "No, I can't bless this meat. I'm hungry, number one. But you haven't blessed it." And God is saying, "Look, I put it in front of you. I've already called this clean. Stop calling what I've called clean common." And I'm telling you, one of the greatest pitfalls in Christianity is when God does something, we call it common. I can't believe the amount of testimonies I hear. Nobody's moved. Man, nobody wants to celebrate the little victories in our lives. Nobody wants to celebrate every little thing that just... Somebody yesterday was like, "Oh, I just moved and the moving company gave us a desk." I'm like, "What? Oh, so I needed this and somebody gave me boxes. Oh, I went to work and somebody bought me a meal." No, stop acting common. Stop calling things common that God calls blessed. You better lift your hands up in the air, start doing a little jig all around the room and thanking God for the blessing that he gave you. Because let me tell you something, when you bless what God has given you and you thank him for every little thing, then you build an appreciation in your heart and a capacity to receive the great things. So always expect breakthrough in any moment with the Lord, and do not call the things that are blessed common. Father, we thank you today for your word. I thank you for a supernatural awe being restored to your people. God, we worship you. We're in awe of you. We love you. Restore unto us the joy of our salvation. And we thank you for breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.